We continue our spotlight series on Overton County area veterans this week on Livingston Today. This morning, we've got Miss Fran Gillentine, who served as a captain in the United States Air Force during the Vietnam era, on the phone with us. Miss Gillentine, thank you first and foremost for your service. Thank you for the time this morning. And first of all, let's get a little background information about you. Where did you grow up, and what led to your interest in wanting to join the military?
Oh, I grew up in Nebraska. I attended nursing school and got my bachelor's degree in Iowa. I was recruited out of Madison, Wisconsin in late 1968. I had two cousins that were at the time career Air Force airmen. I received my first assignment as requested. I was a first lieutenant upon arriving at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base at Dayton, Ohio. In early 1970, I had the opportunity to go to flight school. From flight school, I was assigned to the 55th Aeromedical Evacuation Squadron at Elmendorf Air Force Base at Anchorage, Alaska, where I flew in the C-141A aircraft as a member of a medical crew comprised of two nurses and three dedicated medical corpsmen. Most of my flights were from Alaska to the East Coast. However, I flew a few missions out of Japan. That was the last leg of our military men's trip back from Vietnam. I myself was never in Vietnam. While in my 1 year in Alaska, I was promoted to captain and became a flight nurse instructor. In 1971, I was reassigned to Hickam Air Force Base in Honolulu, Hawaii at 10th Aeromedical Evacuation Group as a reserve affairs officer. I got out of the Air Force in Hawaii, married an Army sergeant, and both of my children were born at Tripler Hospital there in Honolulu. My time in the Air Force are my most memorable years. I was very fortunate to get great assignments, and I enjoyed my time and experiences in flight. I moved to Leavenworth in 2009 and have been a member of the local American Legion Post 4 for 9 years, where I served as post adjutant last year. I am a member of the Overton County Veterans Coalition Honor Guard for military funerals. As an officer, I had a very favorable military experience and would suggest that any girl considering joining the military do so after getting an education and go in as an officer. I would encourage all honorably discharged veterans to consider joining the American Legion and or veterans of foreign service. I thank all veterans who have served in the military. All gave some, and some gave all. God bless America.
Absolutely. Miss Gillentine, such a wonderful story there. One thing I did want to mention, and you were encouraging young ladies to join the military, and going back to 1968, when you did join, what percent of people in the military that you observed were females at the time, and what do you see maybe in the big difference in those numbers today?
I really guess I didn't pay any attention to how many were going in. I knew that women were a small percentage of the total military force. Now, my problem today is all of the news coverage with the violent crimes and sexual assault that is occurring to some of our female members. And that's why I encourage them, you know, to go in as an officer if they can. Now, I know that we have a larger percentage today of female military members than we did have back in the late 60s.
Ms. Gillentine, I want to ask about the Veterans Honor Guard. I know they are very active in military funerals, but I kind of want to get a better understanding what all the Veteran Honor Guard does. Can you give us a little insight on the Veterans Honor Guard?
Basically, when a veteran passes away, the family is asked by the mortuary if they want to have a military funeral. And if they say yes, then the funeral home contacts our honor guard captain, who talks to the rest of us and gets us all lined up. If it is at a funeral home, we go in and we salute and honor the service of the veteran who has passed away. Then we go to the cemetery, where we have a prayer and a short reading. We have the firing of the weapons, and we play taps for the family. And then a flag is folded and presented to the designated survivor of the deceased. This is basically what we do. Now, during COVID, we did not have as many funerals at the funeral homes, and we basically did our military service out at the cemetery.
United States Air Force veteran Miss Fran Gillentine has been our guest this morning on Livingston Today. Miss Gillentine, thank you so very much for your service, and thank you for a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you.